We need to thank them for being giving us one more day.
Yes.
It's another opportunity. You may be seated. It's another opportunity to praise him and to lift him up.
Yes.
We need to thank him for waking us up this morning, starting us on our way. Glory to God, because when we lay down last night, he was with us, and if we got up this morning, he's still with us. So we ought to give him some praise. Hallelujah. Come on, God. He deserves the praise. All of that honor and all of that glory. There's no one else that will see glory but God. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Open your Bibles to Matthew's chapter 7. Matthew's chapter 6. We're going to start with verse 24. If you got it, say amen.
Amen.
And this is Jesus teaching. He said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat up on that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Come on and give God some praise.
Amen.
If I had to put a title to this, I would call this Listen to the Word.
Amen.
And Not the Rain.
Amen.
Glory to God. How many of us, we practically all of us said this at one time or another. When it rains, it pours. It seems like I'm always in the wrong place at the wrong time. No, you're not in the wrong place at the wrong time. You're in the right place at the right time. Because the scripture said it rains on the just as well as the unjust. So you can't get away from the rain. And most of the time, the rain is the rain that we develop, and it doesn't come from anybody else, but it comes from the seed that we sow in this earth. Glory to God. So you got to watch out what you're doing. Because what you do gonna always come again.
Amen.
Praise God. Jesus was using some simple, common sense words right here. That's why he used the house and the wind and all of this stuff. It was like a monsoon type of thing. I was looking on the TV the other day or a couple of weeks ago, and they were showing this place. I can't call them the name of the country. I don't know if it was the Himalayas or what, but as they showed it, it rains and rains and rains. I know some places have the monsoon season that lasts about 6 or 7 months or whatever, or half of the year or whatever. I don't know exactly. But this particular thing that I was watching, it was raining and it was washing the land away. I mean big chunks of it. And you remember when the pastor preached on those trees, them palm trees that don't get uprooted by any storm or any wind, they did not get uprooted, but the earth around them was washed away. But the palm tree was still there. Glory to God. And after that monsoon season, it comes time to clean it up. But what I was really inspired about that, which I saw, is that those people never stopped making preparation.
Amen.
You got to make preparation for the next time that you go through the storm that's going to come in your life.
Amen.
That's where the saints make mistakes sometimes. You know, they think they get the blessing and then they're all happy, full of joy. But they forget about, glory to God, what Jesus had said, glory to God. He said, whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. He said it rained on the just as well as the unjust. So that means that one storm came, there's another storm. So you got to always make preparation for the next happening in your life. And how you make preparation? Jesus said, whosoever hear these sayings of mine. And I read in the Old Testament, God told Israel, he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of my mouth. This is what Jesus is talking about here. He said, whosoever hear these sayings or these words of mine and doeth them, I will liken him, or I will compare him unto a wise man, a prudent man, who someone is able to make common sense judgment. Because he's using the common sense word here to explain it to you. It makes common sense that you prepare yourself by the word of God. Otherwise, God would say, study to show yourself approved.
Right.
So you got to prepare yourself every step of the way. This ain't no cakewalk. You ain't gonna get there because you got one blessing. You ain't gonna get there because you got a title. Right. You're not gonna get there, glory to God, because your family's doing well. You're not gonna get there because you got the best job in the country, glory to God. You're only gonna get there when you know this man called Jesus. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man shall come unto the Father who sent him that said he's saying, except they come through Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you might as well make preparation. And let me tell you something. You say, well, I'm saved. Well, that's not enough preparation. Because the Bible says the man got to work out his own soul salvation with fear and trembling. So you got to prepare every day, glory to God, to stay in the grace of God and to be led by him and guided by him. You can't just go into salvation. That's it. That's the start, glory to God, of the life that God wants you to live. So you got to get on that goal line and you got to start. How do you start? You got to open up this book and see who he is. I want to know who is talking to me. I don't know about you, but I want to know the man that's talking to me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because let me tell you something. There are many voices. The Bible says in Revelation there are many frogs going into the land. Many voices going into the land. So you're going to hear a whole lot of talking, glory to God. But what's true and what's not true?
Amen.
You won't know what's true until you seek the truth.
Glory. Hallelujah.
You won't know that you're a son of the Most High God unless you find out that you're a son.
That's right.
A lot of people don't know they're a son of God, glory to God, because they're too busy listening to the rain.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus said, if you do these things, I will compare you to a wise man, a prudent man. And guess what he's talking about? He's talking about an adult man. He ain't talking about no kid, no baby. He's talking about an adult man, adult male, or any adult, because that word man could be both feminine and masculine. So he's talking to the woman as well as the adult man. He's talking to the adult woman. So that got all of y'all up in here except the kids. And the kids come under the admiration of the adult man and the adult male if they are married, husband and wife. Glory to God. So he didn't leave the kids out either. So he said, I will liken him to a wise man which built his house. He's not talking about any old house. He's talking about a solid foundation or a building, glory to God. I can liken this unto the temple, but it's not really talking about the temple. The temple, you and I, that God abides in, but it's really talking about he's using common sense knowledge here, and you got to figure that out. Why? Because if you let be led by the Spirit, it'll let you know exactly what kind of house he's talking about. So he's talking about a building, glory to God, and he's using that example that if some storms come along, if the building is not solid anchored, glory to God, the storms will take it away.
Amen.
But this man built his house on a rock. Hallelujah. How many know that other name, rock, that's called Jesus, solid. Solid as a rock, glory to God. He's your rock in your weary land. He's your rock in the monsoon season, glory to God. He's your rock when you go and when you come out, glory, go in, glory to God. He's your rock when you get on your knees and pray. He's your rock when they talk about you and they ridicule you, glory to God. He's the rock because he already came and anchored himself, and he went through it all just for you and I, so that we could be called by his name, glory to God. And up on this rock, he said, I'll build my temple, glory to God. Now, you got to lift Jesus up and let him be who he is, because he done done it all, and he knows all, he sees all. Come on and give him some praise. He said, whosoever, that means everyone, whosoever hear it with understanding, his sayings and his words. And he compared this as a wise man. And the house he's talking about is a place. It's a place. Glory to God. He said, I will liken this man to a wise man who built his house up on. Y'all, excuse me. That word up on means, it implies the downward pressure on that upon which a thing rests. Yes. Glory to God. Amen. So if you're resting on a rock, you're okay. Amen. If you're believing in the rock, that's Jesus. If you're believing in Jesus, you're okay. Amen. If you're believing in Jesus, then you got a right to be happy. Because when the blessing come, you're happy then. But when the blessings kind of die away, glory to God, and being used or whatever the measure thereof, glory to God, and then the storms come in, glory to God, where there's no blessing, then you need to still be happy.
That's right, man.
Because you got to put your trust in Jesus.
Yeah. Right.
Thank you. It said it's a downward pressure on that which a thing rests. What about the downward pressure up on your mind? That's a monsoon season. And don't think, let me tell you something, it's raining all the time. Glory to God. But as the praise singer, they sing that song about Jesus. Glory to God, that he will move the mountain. He'll keep you in the valley. Glory to God, he'll hide you from the rain. Glory. That don't mean that the rain is going to quit falling, but God will give you peace, and he'll give you comfort, and he'll give you strength to do what the scripture said, that I can do all things through Christ, glory to God. God said, I never leave you, neither will I forsake you, glory to God. I'm with you all the time. When we are asleep, God is there, glory to God. When we wake up, God is there. When we toss and turn all night, God is there. When we sit our feet on that floor in the morning, God is there, glory to God. When we get in our automobile, God is there. When we go to our job, God is there. And let me tell you something about the automobile, glory to God. They're driving like crazy out here. I don't know about you, glory to God, but I passed an accident the other day, and they turned over all on the side and on the top of the roof, glory to God. And my wife said she heard on the news that didn't nobody get hurt.
Amen.
It's raining. Glory to God. I said it's raining. It's always a monsoon season. But if you got your house built right, somebody praise God. I said if you got your house right, glory to God, you ain't got to worry about being washed away. And I'm not talking about a rock that can be thrown, glory to God, a move, glory to God, because this rock cannot be moved until it get ready to move. And if you conform to it, when it moves, you move. Come on and give me some praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It went on to say, it says, and the rain descended. That means it came down. It came down. It descended. And the floods came. And the winds blew and beat up on that house. And it fell not, for it was founded up on a rock. The rain descended. That means it came down. Inherent within this word is someone or something leaving a positionally higher position and arriving at a lower one. Tell me who did that. Jesus came down. He laid down his glory, his personality, glory to God, and his personal position, glory to God. And he came down up on this earth where the monsoon season was at. And he walked among us. He learned how to live. He learned how to feel like we feel. He learned about emotions. He didn't have those things in heaven. He learned about emotions, glory to God. He learned about our adversary, glory to God, because that's who he came to apprehend. And when he came, he apprehended. He said, I came to do the will of the Father who sent me, glory to God. That means he came down, glory to God, down what he did, descended unto the earth, glory to God, and he glorified the Father, glory to God. We are still here, glory to God. Jesus gone on back, but we are to glorify his name in this earth, glory to God. As we live, as we sing, as we eat, glory to God, as we go to work, we need to glorify God, glory to God, because you didn't get this job alone. You didn't get the food alone, glory to God. It all came down from the Father of lights, glory to God. So you need to give him some praise and lift him up, because he's still God, and there's nothing else. Tell you something about this rock. When it came down, this rock came with direction and instructions.
Yes.
This rock was directed at reaching a large number of people. He didn't come to save one, but he died for the whole human race. Whosoever will, let them come. And everyone that conformed himself to God, those he called the sons, glory to God. But if you're pretending, glory to God, then you're not a son. You got to get in here and find out what the duty of a son is. Because when Jesus got down here, the son from God, he had to ask the Father, what was his duty, glory to God? Because he wasn't in that position any longer. He was in the human position, glory to God. He had feelings and emotions, glory to God. He had anger and all of this stuff, glory to God. But yet he sinned not. Just like the word said, you can be angry, but sin not, glory to God. And he heard from the Father. He said, when I heard from the Father, that's what I'm going to do, glory to God. When we hear from the rock, Jesus, that's what we ought to do. That's these are the sayings, glory to God. And God done had it put in books called the Bible, glory to God. And if you study to show yourself approved, he'll put it up on the tablets of your heart, glory to God. And the Holy Ghost will bring it to your remembrance to let you know that you are a child of God. Now, even from salvation until now, you are still saved, glory to God. But if you keep on keeping on, glory to God, I'll hide you from the storm. I'll move the mountain when I need to move it, glory to God. I'll dig you in the valley, glory to God. I'll move everything out of your way so you can receive my blessing, glory to God. But you got to give me some praise. Jesus came down from heaven to do the will of the Father who sent him. Guess what? When Jesus came, he called himself the bread of life. He said those who partake of him, the bread of God, will have eternal life. Glory to God. But you need to eat some bread every day.
Amen.
Glory to God. You got to eat bread for the human body every day. You got to have some staples every day. Glory to God. Bread is not just bread alone. That's why he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Glory to God. He's talking about this bread of life. You got to eat it. You got to feed on it. Glory to God. And those who feed on him will never die, but live to eternity. That's in James 1 and 17. He said, and every good and perfect gift come down from God, the Father of lights. Let me tell you something else about the coming down of the Father, glory to God. At Jesus' baptism, when he was baptized, then the Bible said that a dove, the Spirit of God and the Holy Ghost, lit up on him, and men seen that Holy Ghost light up on him, and God spoke
from above where Jesus came from. He said, I'm well pleased because this is my beloved son. Glory to God. You got to be well pleased because you know Jesus. You got to be well pleased because he's the one who's fighting your adversary. You got to be well pleased that he's still your healer. You might not be healed, but he's still your healer. You might not be strong like he's supposed to be in your body, but he's still your comforter, glory to God. You got to lift him up, glory to God, because that none else can heal you like Jesus. Come on, give me some praise.
That was one man. Let's talk about this other man. Jesus is going to repeat himself, and he said, everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man. He ain't talking about no F-O-O-L. He's talking about a very intelligent person who know common sense but don't want to follow it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This person want to do his own thing. Glory to God. You done heard him before. They said, well, I know Jesus. I know God. Well, I don't know about you. I know his name and all that stuff, you know. Well, I know President Obama by his name. But I don't personally know him. I never met the man. But I met the Rock. I know him. Glory to God. I know his name. He is peace, glory to God. That's his name. He's joy and full of glory. That's his name. He's the Holy Ghost. That's his name. He's God Almighty, glory to God. He's El Yon, mighty God. He's El Yon, the Most High. I know that name, glory to God, because it got me out of the darkness into his mother's life and placed my feet up on that rock, glory to God. And I don't know about you, but I'm going to stay with the rock. Glory to God. Because if you stay with the rock, everything is going to be all right. Come on and give us a praise. And it's the same adult man as the one in the first. Same man, just a different attitude. But the same man. He said, but this man is foolish. Because he built this rock up on some sand. Let me tell you what it do for the sand. It says, and the rain descended, back to 25%, the rain descended, or you can go on to 27%, the rain descended and the floods came, and it beat up on the house. It came down wind, the floods is, it beat up on the, remember I tell you about, I saw on the television how it washed that dirt away. And that's the floods, glory to God. It's the foundation. It washes away the foundation. Yeah. If you're not rooted in and grounded in the right foundation, glory to God, you're going to be washed away, glory to God. It's like that song I sang sometime. There's a storm out on the ocean, glory to God. And it's moving this way, glory to God. And if you're not anchored in Jesus, you're going to be washed away, glory to God. And the winds, it says the winds. And the winds, glory to God. You don't know which way the winds are coming for in life. We be in such an array of things up on our life. We don't know where they come from. That's why we make that statement sometimes. When it rains, it pours. But we don't know where it's coming from sometimes. But I'm here to tell you, like Jesus said, glory to God, when he told the Pharisees and the Sadducees, glory to God, he said, ye are of your father, the devil, glory to God. And he was a murderer from the beginning. This is the one that set us up, glory to God. But Jesus come and made us free, glory to God. I'm talking about the rock, glory to God, that moved from above and came down, glory to God, and it moved to and fro in this earth. And all of those that latched on and anchored in that rock, glory to God, when he moved, we moved, glory to God. When we need a blessing, he was there, glory to God. When we need a healing, he's there, glory to God. When he needed to, when we need to be led and need some instruction, he's always there, glory to God. When we need some knowledge, he's there. When we need a little peace, he's there, glory to God. There's nothing that you can name in this world that Jesus didn't come and prepare for us to receive. Come on and give us a praise. He said, and the winds blow and beat up on. It beat up on the roof. it stumbled against, it didn't cringe or lightly struck in contrast. It caused it to. I've seen it rain so hard in hail, and I was born in the South, and I was down there till I was about 13. Then I came north. My father came north because he thought it was a better way up here. Glory to God. Couldn't stay south and had the same. Might have been a little better, but that was his choice. So I didn't have no choice. I had to come where my provider was. My human provider, glory to God. And so we came. But when I was down there, I seen it, and those roofs, they're not made out of tile like it is here, you know. Down there, it was made out of tin. Yeah. And you know it was raining. Because you heard the noise. Glory to God. Same way with your monsoon season you in now. When it rains, it's pouring. Glory to God. Not only do you know it because you feel it. Glory to God. And see, these are some of the same things that Jesus had to learn when he came here. He had to learn about the feelings, you know, because when he was up there in heaven, he was one of them. Well, how come they so easily turned aside and tripped up? And then they realized, glory to God, that the man had transgressed against them in the God. Glory to God. But when I was down there, that rain would beat so hard. And after it was over, glory to God, that the hailstorm was big, it's almost big as an egg. And it would make dent in that tin roof, yeah. Glory to God. And you couldn't repair it, glory to God. The dent was just there, waiting on the next hailstorm, glory to God. You can't get rid of your circumstances and your situation, glory to God. You got to wait on God. Yeah. And the scripture said, they that wait up on him shall renew their strength, glory to God. You got to wait up on God and let him move at his time. Glory. Yeah. Jesus had to wait up on the Father before he could move, glory to God. He said, what I hear from the Father, that I do, glory to God. But some of us go, we're in a hurry to try to do something, glory to God. I'm here to tell you, you can't hurry God. You can't make him move when you want to. That's the man that built his house up on the sand, glory to God. You can't make God do anything, glory to God. But if you lift up his name and praise him and realize who he is, he will come to your rescue every time, glory to God. Come on and give him some praise. Closing out. After the rain fell upon that house on the sand and the wind blew, beat up on that house, the Bible said it fell. Glory to God. It fell. Jesus is giving us an example. Glory to God. If we don't depend upon him, we're going to fall. And let me tell you something. You ain't limited. A lot of people are falling before the storms come. That word fall, it said it did fall. Why? Because the downward pressure upon your mind and your heart will cause you to fall and cause you to miss out on God. Let me tell you something. You ain't in this fight alone, glory to God. There's two natures on the inside. One, the new nature, Jesus, the rock, and the other, the old nature, the one who messed up everything and come bringing all this downward pressure upon us, glory to God. But Jesus said, I come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly, glory to God. That means that I don't have to put up with the old man any longer, glory to God. And let me tell you something about it. That's the monsoon season. It's never going to stop raining, glory to God. But let me tell you something. God said he can hide you and deliver you and set you free, glory to God. You got to remember one thing. You don't have to be set free now, glory to God. You already been set free. So all you got to do is call up on his name and say, God, you did this, glory to God. And I'm standing on your word, the rock, glory to God. So if you move, I'm going to move, God. If you don't move, I'm not going to move. The rains are coming, God. But all of a sudden, I look back on my life and I find out, glory to God, he done brought me from a mighty long way. You should have been dead sleeping in your grave, but God done kept us, glory to God. God done strengthened us and he done blessed us, glory to God. That's what we ought to be having our mind up on. Instead of the rain, keep your mind up on the rock. Come on and give us a praise. Hallelujah. It said, and it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished. at his doctor. People are always astonished at the truth.
Right.
Glory to God. Well, how do he know all of this stuff? He gets a human just like we are. But the difference about him being human, glory to God, his hearing was different for ours, or different from the scribes.
Right.
He was hearing from somebody else, glory to God, that the Father God. He was hearing from him, the head, the one who holds the authority, glory to God. That's who he was hearing from. You got to hear from the one that has the authority, and the one who's got the authority is the sovereign God, glory to God. He holds all power in his hand. Sometimes it seems foolish, glory to God, just like this foolish man. Why should I turn? But I'm telling you one thing, that the monsoon season gets so heavy sometimes that it trips you up, glory to God. The Bible said it comes but to rob the vine of the tender grapes, glory to God. It'll trip you up, that old man, glory to God. It'll keep your mind perplexed, glory to God. It'll come like a storm, glory to God. But I'm here to tell you, in the middle of the storm, Jesus is there, glory to God. And all you got to turn and say, God, you done set me free, and I rebuke this thing over here, glory to God, the old nature, and I bind it, glory to God. See, Jesus gave us power over this flesh, so you can bind it, glory to God, and bind it up and cast it, glory to God, up on Christ. He said, cast all your cares up on me, because you care, I know you care for me, glory to God. So cast your cares up on Christ and quit battling with them dudes. Come on, you can pray. They ain't gonna do nothing but make you mad. Or make you mad.
Right.
How do I know that I'm there doing it? I get mad.
Yes.
Glory to God. But thanks be unto Christ who caused me to triumph over that stuff.
Amen. You know, amen.
I have frowns on my face. I'll explode in a minute. But I know I'm on the rock. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If I'm anchored, as long as I'm anchored on the rock. And that's why he keeps me from sinning. He said, go on and be angry, glory to God. But I'm anchored to the rock. I ain't going to kill nobody. And you ain't got to shoot them to kill them, glory to God. You can talk about them. Glory to God. That's worse than the bullet, glory to God. When you talk about somebody, you assassinate their character, glory to God. Because you don't really know what they're going through. Glory to God. They might took their eyes off of God and decide they want to be the foolish man for a while, glory to God. But I'm here to tell you, don't be foolish too long. Because the monsoon season ends sometime, glory to God, hallelujah. And you don't want to hear it at the wrong time. But if you keep your mind stayed up on him, you have perfect peace, perfect peace in the one who came and died for us and went to the cross, and they took his body down off the cross and they put him in that tomb, glory to God. And that, when they rolled a stone in the front of it, and that was one stone that could be thrown or moved. And the angel come and moved it, glory to God. And I came to rock Jesus, glory to God. The one that no man can move. The one that no man had anything to do with it. The one that no man helped him to die. The one that no man carried him to the cross. The one that no man can do anything about, glory to God, except receive them into their heart and life. Come on and give it to us. Come on, give me some praise.
Hallelujah.
He's the Alpha and Omega.
Yes.
The beginning and the end. Sometimes I wonder how Jesus did it. But as I look at the scriptures, thank God he did.
Yeah, amen.
I'm telling you, he was the toughest dude I ever seen. Thank God he was tough. Because I'd have failed the first test. Hallelujah. I'd have failed, and I'd have never made it to that cup. And if I'd have made it to the cup, it would have been all over for me. No, I can't do this thing. But he heard from the Father. And unless he did it.
Yanaria City of Chicago, 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 Yanaria City truly, my children, it is the monsoon season, and the rains are here. Yes. And ye shall be washed away if ye are foolish and do not depend upon me. For I am the one who is able to sustain you. I am the one who is able to lead you and guide you, even in the midst of the rain. Yes, the rain shall fall upon thee, but it shall not overwhelm thee. It shall not wash thee away. For I shall hide thee. I shall give thee the hiding place to go when it rains. My arms shall protect thee, but my knowledge is thy protection. My wisdom is thy protection. Use my knowledge and use my wisdom, and ye shall be as the wise one, the prudent one, the one who listens, the one who knows me and gives me the respect and the admiration and the knowledge and the glory, as one who can solve his problems, as one who can lead and guide him. Be not as the foolish one who knows everything and has his own wisdom. Yes. That is the one who shall fall. Many shall fall. They shall fall, but the right hand and the left, but my children who call by my name and listen to my voice, they shall be established. For I am that rock. I am that rock that led in the Old Testament, and I have not changed. I still lead my people, and I'm still giving them glory, and I'm still glorifying myself in them, saith the Lord.
Come on, give us some praise. Hallelujah. Hot from a little child. Those are the sayings that came out of the mouth of God. Come on and lift him up and give him some praise. His word is the word of God. His word. He's worthy. I ask everyone to stand at this time. If you'd like prayer, please come on down front.